In 1855, with the United States at odds over slavery, the lawyer, Abraham Lincoln, wrote a note to his best friend, the son of a Kentucky slave owner. Lincoln rebuked his friend for failing to oppose slavery, but he added, "If for this you and I must differ, differ we must," and said they would be friends forever. Throughout his life and political career, Lincoln often agreed to disagree. Democracy demanded it, since even an adversary had a vote. In this book, Inskeep illuminates Lincoln's life through 16 encounters, some well-known, some obscure, but all imbued with new significance here. Each interaction was with a person who differed from Lincoln, and in each, someone wanted something from the other. While Lincoln didn't always change his critics' beliefs, many went to war against him, he did learn how to make his beliefs actionable. He told jokes, relied on sarcasm, and often made fun of himself. But behind the banter was a distinguished storyteller who carefully chose what to say and what to withhold. He knew his limitations, and as history came to prove, he knew how to prioritize. Many of his greatest acts came about through his engagement with people who disagreed with him, meaning that in these meetings, Lincoln became the Lincoln we know. This is Rick Simey. Please join me for Steve Inskeep's Differ We Must, How Lincoln Succeeded in a Divided America.